You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now we turn to Chris Long, a certified financial planner, to find out what to do when dealing with inherited money or money you want to pass on. But first, we ask listeners and members of our community, what do you inherit? What do you wish you inherited? And what did you do?
Am I inheriting anything? Not that I know of.
No.
No.
No. No jewelry. No.
Absolutely nothing.
Inherit? No.
Why would I be? They worked as hard as they could.
They shouldn't have to leave me anything.
You know, I really don't know. We don't talk about that.
I might get the house that my parents live in. I don't count on it, though. So if that happens, that'd be great. But if not, I get it.
Possibly. I mean, I have an aunt who has a house. And she has no children, so it's possible, but there's no guarantee.
Yes.
Debt? I'm inheriting debt, probably.
I'm inheriting money and land from my parents.
I mean, likely small things and jewelry will be what I get from my grandma, but that's about it. We've got a large family, so anything they have will be spread out amongst a lot of people.
I mean, my parents and my grandparents are very financially savvy. And they taught me from a young age how to manage my finances. And, you know, it was always anticipated for me to use that money to buy a house. So that's what I'll be using it for. It's not just going to immediately get burned on booze and women.
I'm going to try to give my family or children money.
There is a one saying, like, if you are giving a good culture, good education, you don't need to give money and house. Right.
I keep telling my parents, you know, you need to sell everything before, just spend it all. You deserve it, spend it all.
You deserve it, spend it all. Chris Long, certified financial planner, thank you for joining us. If somebody comes to you, are you ever going to say, hey, you deserve it, spend it all?
In a lot of circumstances, I kind of agree with what the last person said.
Really?
It's hard to spend every single penny, though. Because you don't know exactly when your end is going to be. But I think that people need to focus first on themselves versus worrying about leaving a potential inheritance.
This is, I guess, the financial version of, like, you know, put your oxygen mask on first before turning to your child?
Correct. Yeah. The idea is that, let's say you have medical expenses towards the end of life that you need to take care of. But I do see that, you know, you've earned that money, you've saved for it all your life. There's nothing wrong with using it for the purposes you feel are the most important.
We also heard another voice in there of someone saying, you know, we don't talk about it. I wonder where inheritance, if we're talking money or habits or debt or any of that stuff, where does it rank in what people are willing to have conversations about?
It ranks pretty low because it combines two topics that people don't want to talk about. One, their death, and two, money.
Is it smart overall to leave money, do you think?
Well, you know, I that's a really interesting question. I think it really depends on the circumstances. So for somebody had said in the clip about, you know, they're going to use the money to buy a house. So often leaving an inheritance can really help the person that's receiving it achieve a life goal that is really positive. On the flip side, you know, let's say somebody had some type of problems with, you know, substance abuse or spent money unwisely. You know, kind of leaving them an inheritance might make their lives worse. So it really depends on the circumstance.
There are also some dollar questions in here. What's the limit to what you can give as an inheritance and not pay tax?
The federal limit is about $5.4 million. So very few people are going to bump up against that.
Pretty generous there.
It's fairly generous.
And in terms of gifts?
So gifts, it's a little bit tricky. You can give anyone $14,000 a year. I think that's of the 2015, without filing a gift tax return. If you were to give somebody more than that, you don't have to pay tax right away. It just reduces that $5 million. It's like you've given away some of your exemption. So if you gave somebody $100,000, the amount above that $14,000 would just come off that $5.4 million that you can leave.
We heard a few people talk about inheriting debt. I mean, that's certainly the darker side of this. What happens then?
So, and I think there's a little bit of a misperception about the inheritance of debt. Usually when somebody dies, their debts die with them. But if their estate. So let's say you have a house with and you die and you have a mortgage on that house. The executor of your estate is still responsible for paying that mortgage off with your with the proceeds from the house sale. There is one rare instance that I have read about where there are a few states that do have laws that say that relatives can be responsible for somebody's debt. And there was one case in Pennsylvania where I think a son was held responsible for his parents' debts when they died. But that, I think that's a very, very rare instance.
On a really practical level, how do you do this? I mean, are we talking about goes into a checking account? What's the smartest way to give away your money?
I think for a thing, something like a house that might have gone up in value, or if you had a stock portfolio that went up in value, it's much better to leave it to your heirs versus giving it to them while you're still alive. So, and there's something called a step up in basis. So let's say I had a house and I paid $10,000 for the house, and now it's worth $1 million. If I gave that to someone before I died, they would owe tax on the difference between the price I paid for it and what it's worth now. So that's $990,000. If I left it to that person as part of my inheritance, their basis or what they would owe tax on starts at $1 million. So they would owe no – if they sold the house the next day, they'd owe nothing. So it's much better to leave things that are going to be appreciated assets to somebody in your will versus giving it to them. I see often a lot of times parents will give a house to their children while they're still alive, and that's usually a bad move financially.
Chris Long is a certified financial planner. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Sure. Thank you.